Now I'm here with two sisters from the handmaids of the Holy Child Jesus. And we're very blessed to have them here to say a couple of words today. It's actually the 2nd of February. Could you tell us a little bit about your congregation? Firstly, your name, sister?
My name is Vivian, Sister Vivian Onyeleho.
My name is Sister Veronica Uchebu.
And your congregation, when did it begin?
Congregation began about 85 years ago, well, 86 years this year. And it was started by an English missionary who was of the Irish Sisters of Charity. Her name was Mother Charles Magdalene Walker, who came on a mission to Nigeria at the time. And she felt there was a need for indigenous religious to spring up in the mission field in Nigeria who would help carry out the work of evangelism in the country. And so that was how she began, with a group of four sisters, four young students. And then that is what grew into over 800 sisters.
Wow.
So we have them all over the world now.
And you're in the Diocese of Portsmouth. Which part of the diocese are you based?
We're in Reading.
Yeah. Now, what would you say is your charism?
We have a different charisms. We have people who are involved in catechesis, teaching, nursing, pastoral work, and also we have social workers. So we involve in areas like we go to hospital, also we go to schools in Reading, and also we work in the parish as well.
And it was like this because when she came, it was basically herself helping the missionaries at the time. There was so much to do, so she had to put her hand in everything, helping with dispensing of drugs to the natives at the time, teaching. She was basically a teacher. She started the Montessori in West Africa. She was the first to start the Montessori in West Africa. And then because of that, our charism and our apostolate is spread across what she used to do. We've got lawyers, we've got doctors, we've got nurses, we've got social workers, so teachers and pastoral workers.
Now, as handmaids, we remember Our Lady's words at the Annunciation, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." How much of a role does Mary play within your congregation?
You actually said it all, because that was how we got our name.
Really?
Yes. And our feast is the Feast of Annunciation. That's the feast that our congregation celebrate. And actually, that is our wake-up call in the morning. The bell is rung, or the clapping of hands, and traditionally, the person who's leading the prayer that week shouts, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and everyone in her room answers, "Be done unto me according to your word." So that's about how we start our day. So she plays a very, very important role. We keep all her feasts, because she is our kind of model. In being handmaids of the Holy Child Jesus, there is no better person to teach us how to be handmaids of this child than the mother of this child, Jesus. And our main area of apostolate, actually, what our mother foundress wanted to do was to better the lives and future of the girl child and women. So most of the things we do, the girls' schools we run and things like that, help to groom future mothers and future religious women. Okay, so apart from that, we honor Our Lady. We of course, I've talked about celebrating her feasts, and they are very, very important for our congregation. The first Saturdays we keep, and also at the Rosary, of course, is the center of our prayer every evening. Yeah.
Amazing. Now, sister, for young girls who may have a vocation, what would your advice be to them to be able to discern it, to be able to discover it?
In the first place, it's good to have a vocation, and it's good for someone to have the desire. For instance, I got my vocation as I saw young ladies as a sister. So when I saw them as sisters, I was admiring their vocation. So I told myself that I would like to be like these ladies. I like to serve God in this special way. So I would like them to really descend, really go through prayer so that they will know whether they are fit for the vocation with prayer and perseverance, and also try to be closer to sisters. Go to church with this, they'll have a good vocation. Yes.
Do you have days of retreat and vocation days?
Not one fixed for vocation days. We do the vocation rally with the other religious wherever we work. But we have our retreats, but not basically for a group of young girls, but for maybe the schools, the girls in the girls' schools that we run, and also for ourselves too. Yeah.
Any final words for our radio listeners?
Yeah, I think it is something good to be a religious, and for me, I'm fulfilled to be a religious. Like the feast we celebrated today, the Feast of Presentation, I see myself as someone who is presented by, I have presented myself to God, and then I want God to use me. So the world should be able to get ready to present themselves for the service of God and humanity.
Thank you very much, sisters. It's been a pleasure. You've graced us with the handmaid of the Lord as a model on today's feast day. And may God bless you. And
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Take care, sisters. Thanks.